Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Both Mark Short and my general counsel, Greg Jacob, as I recount in the book, had been there at my side, giving me steady counsel and support as we sought to stand firm and to do our duty.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has been asked to testify by the Department of Justice in the January 6 probe. He has spoken publicly about the pressure from former President Donald Trump, who wanted Pence to not certify the 2020 election result. Mark Short and Greg Jacob, two of Pence's top aides, were crucial witnesses for the House Select Committee. Pence refused to cooperate with the House investigation. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court rejected Trump's request to block the release of his tax returns. The House and Ways Committee is looking into whether the IRS is auditing presidential taxes appropriately. Voters in Georgia will be allowed to vote early this Saturday in the runoff race between Democratic Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker, who did not win a majority in the midterms. The state sought to block early voting that day, but the state Supreme Court intervened. Warnock called on voters for support.
If you stand with me for 2 more weeks, I'll stand up for you for 6 more years. Let's win this election and win the future.
Herschel Walker received a $1,500 tax break in 2021 and 2022 for listing his Dallas, Texas area home as his primary residence despite running for office in Georgia. The revelation could complicate the runoff if his residency in the state is challenged. Georgia's highest court temporarily reinstated the state's 6-week abortion ban to allow time for an appeal, just days after a Fulton County judge overturned the law. Abortion access in Georgia briefly reverted to the pre-ban level of 22 weeks. Georgia State Representative Renita Shannon says she was happy to see Judge Robert McBurney decide the state's abortion ban was invalid earlier this month. In the ruling, McBurney said because Roe v. Wade was still in force at the time the law was passed in 2019, it was unconstitutional.
The Georgia Supreme Court and most state-level Supreme Courts will look and wait and see if it is already scheduled to be sort of discussed on the federal Supreme Court. And whatever the federal Supreme Court says, they will just kind of follow along that way.
Arizona Republican Attorney General candidate Abe Hamadeh filed a lawsuit Tuesday contesting the preliminary election results already due for an automatic recount with only a 510-vote margin.
How many of you heard of my opponent? I never want to even talk about her because nobody even knows who she is.
Hamadeh filed a lawsuit in Maricopa County asking the court to issue an injunction which would prohibit the Secretary of State from declaring Democratic candidate Chris Mays the winner. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.